Perhaps you've heard the rumors. While the Mid-South agriculture belt was cinched tight by this summer's exceptional drought, 2012 may go down in viticulture history as an exceptional year for wine grapes. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Thomas Post is hustling this sunny Friday morning to repair his vineyard's 1969 Caterpillar bulldozer before the rains come. Operator Truman Johnson waits patiently in the cab while master mechanic Bud Ross and Thomas's son David hammer away. As soon as the tractor's fixed, they can resume mucking out the one-acre shallow irrigation pond emptied by the drought, carving it much deeper and building the dam higher. Thomas Post is one of 12 children born to Matthew and Betty Post, grandson of German patriarch Jacob Post, who came to America in 1872, settling near Altus along the Sandy, Arkansas River Valley. Thomas's 300-acre farm, with 100 acres under wine grape cultivation, was established in 1949.
We only water when there's a water sign, according to the lunar schedule. And the planetary schedule is by Llewellyn's calendar. So when it's a water sign, we'll water during those 54 or so hours that the ground is receptive to the water. And when we water deep. We try to water enough for 10 days. Because we're so limited in the amount of water we have, because there's no good wells you can drill here on the mountain, seems to be the wells are not very productive. So it's all surface water that we collect in ponds.
The vineyard has one other pond, both fed by artesian springs. But this late summer, they turned into shallow mud puddles. So even the lush grass grown in between grapevine rows was killed off this season to save on precious irrigation water. The machine harvest of the grapes is over. It was early this year due to the heat. The only grapes that remain on the vines are late-maturing muscadine, which comprise half the crop here. The increasingly popular late-maturing post-family prophecy grape and various experimental cultivars. Grape clusters on the southern exposure are visibly smaller and less tasty. Those on the northern side of the vines are less stressed, so are a little bigger and incredibly sweet. More than 50 grape varieties are grown on this sustainable farm, 20 of them commercial. The Post family also ferments and bottles 22 varieties of red, white, port blush, and muscadine wines and grape juices. Taking a break at a picnic table beneath a shade tree, Thomas Post said this year has proven to be an incredible challenge.
I'd say a lot of the crops were at 50% for grapes. I don't believe there was many that were above 50. Only one 2-acre spot was at 75%.
Primarily due to the exceptional drought.
Last year we had extreme drought year as well. Actually, it was more heat than it was drought. We did have some late August rains of about 8 inches that really brought our muscadines in great fashion last year, which we haven't had those this year. We've only had about 2.5 inches in this last month, and it was too hot for it.
For decades, the Post family used overhead irrigation to broadcast water over their vines, but they're increasingly switching to drip.
Just been doing this about 10 years with the drip irrigation, but it's the most economical way to irrigate.
30 acres of vineyards have no irrigation, so suffered the worst. Still, in certain respects, it's been a good season.
Yes, that's quite true. The grapes are smaller and tends to have, on the reds, more skin to juice ratio, and that way you get a more deeply intense color and usually more flavor because of the small berries. You have less chances of mildews and molds because of the dry weather, and if you're struggling to keep your fruit crop from having mold and mildew, then it was a real big plus to not have the pressure, disease pressure.
To prepare for any future extreme drought, Thomas Post is taking extreme measures.
Well, possibly drill a well. I've had water diviners, or what you call a water witchers, dowsers, come out, and they've marked several spots. And there was some rumor about government funding to assist on drilling wells and expanding and cleaning ponds. We're hoping to get some of that aid. It's quite a roller coaster,
And so we're trying to weather this drought of grapes and drought of water. And we certainly hope that all the folks in the area will get down there on their knees with us and say a prayer to the good Lord to bless our country here for more water, especially the whole Midwest.
This was the worst drought and heat even beyond 1980.
Dan Chapman is resident director of the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture Fruit Research Station in Clarksville. He develops fruit, berry, nut, and grape breeds and assists growers and farmers across Arkansas. He said even his fruit research station had to stop watering because their surface recharged irrigation ponds ran dry.
And really the thing about grapes was they're one of the later crops, and they needed the water then, and we didn't have it hardly. And we had such a mild year, we had an exceptionally great crop. And that put a stress on the plants because there was such a big crop and there wasn't enough water. And then it's just, you know, water and the severe heat really stressed the plants considerably.
Chapman and his team are considering drilling a well at their experimental farm just in case. Conditions on the Ozark Highlands were slightly cooler, but still very intense. Chris Rinaldi of Rinaldi Farms in Tontytown grows 18 acres of wine, table, and juice grapes. The Rinaldi family, who are historic grape growers in the region, market roadside, sell to several wineries, and provide grapes to Walmart and Sam's Club. Rinaldi said his drip irrigation systems were pushed to capacity this season. Even a 100-year-old vineyard, which they've never watered, had to be irrigated.
But some of them are, we use city water. We have one 10-acre vineyard. We use city water, and it was very expensive. We used over 1 million gallons of water, and our bill was $5,000. It was a very expensive project on the vineyards that we had to use city water. But here on our farm, we have a good well here, and we was able to use well water. And it was still expensive because of the electric bill. And but we did successfully produce a good crop of grapes this year.
3 to 5 tons per acre, an average year, but above average for flavor, Chris Rinaldi said.
Well, some varieties was a very exceptional. Above average, and the reason why, because they were so sweet from all the heat. When you have more sunlight and less water, you have a lot more sugar. So, therefore, I think the quality was better in most varieties.
Except native Concord grapes, which bore a lot of fruit due to a mild spring, but not all the berries. Growers refer to grapes as berries fully ripened. This region was at one time a top Concord juice grape producer. So what does Chris Rinaldi and his family plan to do to protect against future drought?
Instead of leaving 50 to 60 buds on a vine, I will leave 30 to 40 buds on a vine, and you'll have fewer grapes, but they will suffer less.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest grape production report says Arkansas yields are down 8% over last year. Of 13 wine-producing states, Arkansas traditionally has the lowest yield, with California ranking highest. Washington is second, followed by New York. But what's also being widely reported is that mid-southern grape crops will produce fantastic wine this year. Dr. Elena Garcia, an extension fruit and nut specialist for the University of Arkansas, says a 25-year study conducted on the Bordeaux wine region in France bears this out.
The quality of the wine was better when they had water deficit stress on those plants.
But prolonged dryness is also stressing even the most established and hardiest vineyards.
Grapevines are very deep rooted, and so they've been able to extract water from lower and lower areas in the ground. However, there has been a general depletion of this water, and unless we get some really good rain to replenish the water that we have lost, these roots are going to start dying, because as they reach the lower depths and there's no water, then we'll have the roots cannot continue to to grow.
Professor Garcia says although conditions have eased in Arkansas this September, grapevines may have a tough time this winter.
If the plant doesn't have good resources, good reserves, then you're going to get a vine that is weaker going into the winter.
Early meteorological modeling and the Farmer's Almanac both predict a colder, wetter winter in Arkansas. Perfect weather to sit by the fireplace and enjoy a 2012 vintage bottle of Arkansas wine. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.